Good morning. Welcome in to our prayer time right here on WHCB 91.5, The Blessing, WHCB Bristol Kingsport, Johnson City. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. George Ridout wrote a tract or book, if you will, Beauty of Holiness and Maxims of the Holy Life. And this is part of one of those things. It's called consecration. I want to share it or part of it with you today. The body with all its members, the mind with all its faculties, the soul with all its affections, tastes, and appetites, the substance with all its gains and uses, including business pursuits and social relations, recreations, education, thought, and reading, embracing all our advantages natural and acquired, indeed our whole life, together with our death, grace, and memory, must be given to Christ and placed under contribution for His glory. Romans 14:8 is what it says. This is how we're to be consecrated, and this is our message for the day. Whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Romans 14:8. Living, dying, suffering, rejoicing, resting, toiling, we are the Lord's entirely for Him, His for time, His for eternity. Whether we live unto the Lord, or whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Consecration does not mean the giving up of our sins or vices or depraved appetites or forbidden indulgences, the things we renounce, cut out, abjure. It is that state in which all our ransom powers are devoted, dedicated, and consecrated to Almighty God. The language of consecration is thus put by a certain writer: I am willing to receive what thou givest, to lack what thou withholdest, to relinquish what thou takest, to be what thou requirest, to do what thou commandest. Consecration is what is commanded. Perhaps you remember this song: All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. And it continues, all to Jesus I surrender. Humbly at His feet I bow, worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now. All to Jesus I surrender. Make me, Savior, wholly Thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit. truly know that thou art mine. All to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessings fall on me. Have you surrendered all to the Master? Have you followed Jesus Christ, and are you following him to this very day? I am willing to receive what thou givest, to lack what thou withholdest, to relinquish what thou takest, to be what thou requirest, to do what thou commandest. I've got the Indian song. This is from a prince in the continent of India, and it was presented, and children sang it, and youth sang it. I haven't heard it in a long time. I've decided to follow Jesus. I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Though no one join me, I will follow. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back. No turning back. How is it with you, my friend? Have you placed your faith in Jesus Christ, and are you living for him? I trust you are. If you're not, how about let's talk about it? You can call me, 423-878-6279. And if I'm not available, one of the folks there will talk to you about those things concerning your soul. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, and thank you for your love for us that sent Jesus Christ to die for us on the cross at Calvary. Thank you. Thank you for salvation. Thank you as well for your provision for us on a daily basis. Thank you for providing for this ministry, and we ask for that provision to continue. Thank you for providing for each of our listeners. We ask that that provision would continue as well. We pray for those teachers and pastors and elders and deacons that are standing to break forth the bread of life, to proclaim the truth of your love, to proclaim the truth of your salvation. We thank you for those that are going to be standing this weekend. We ask that you would give them the folks that are necessary to hear the message. And we pray then that the message would be clear and powerful and effective. We ask that you would use WHCB and its agency of teaching the truth, even this weekend as well and through every day. And we ask that you would use us individually, each one of us, for your honor and glory. Use us to put forth your word. Now, Father, we love you with a love that is pale in comparison to your love, and yet it's what we've got, and we give it to you. And Lord, we know that we believe, but yet we need help with our unbelief. And we know that you will help us. And so we commit and commend ourselves to you. And we thank you in the name that is far beyond any other name, the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen.